Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Laughing.
Spoiler alert, I'm drinking one of my high five right now. Ah, that is some good ass juice. Delicious. Oh, Noah?
Yep.
Here is a link to Maggie's
note. That reminds me. I've got a quick link for you, too. There you go, Andy.
No one gives a shit, .org. Firefox may be down.
read the URL a little more carefully.
Yeah, no one gives a shit, .org.
It's not coming up for me, Tim.
Oh, I see what you did there.
You guys are idiots. It won't let me log on to this joke that you made.
Because it wasn't funny.
Oh, that's why it won't let you log on? If the joke had been funny, someone would have made that website?
No, we didn't actually.
You having a stroke?
No.
All right, great.
Are you? Yeah, he's having a long, slow stroke.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast.
This week, you'll hear all about the game Hero Academy, the new iPad, a legendary performance by comedian Brendan Lynch, Andy's trip to Portland, and a high-five list of our favorite beverages.
And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Saving the world one diarrhea joke at a time.
That's right.
Is that Tancast? Is that a new Tancast slogan?
It can be.
All right. Well, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
And for some reason, we are recording at the last minute.
Very last minute.
So what's your deal? Do Andy text us like, guys, we gotta have an emergency Tancast today, or else I will fucking kill you.
Yes,
that's exactly what I said.
I may be exaggerating the text somewhat.
You mean as opposed to, hey, I know this is last minute. Sorry, I was just wondering if we could.
And you're bleeding? Are you having your period?
Yeah, I'm having my period.
Sweet.
I thought that wasn't for another 2 weeks.
Nope, it's tonight.
You're off your schedule, dude.
Yeah, well, you know, travel sometimes does that to me. Because my cat is diabetic, we had to switch the cats from dry food to wet food so as not to kill them. And there was a couple of cans that had been rinsed out in the sink and just kind of left there, and I was taking them to the recycling. And like an idiot, I grabbed one right by the sharpest of sharp edges, just straight onto my thumb, and it was like, puncture. That's bleeding instantly. Good. A nice deep one, like you like. Get a little cat food in there.
I don't like that.
Yeah, so I was yelling over to my wife. I was like, honey, my laptop bag that I just came home with has some Band-Aids in it. It's right in the front pocket. Can you just reach right in there in the front pocket? She goes, well, hang on a sec. I got to go upstairs and get Drew a Band-Aid anyway. I was like, okay, but I'm bleeding profusely, and they're by your feet. Nope, she's already up the stairs. So went over and got myself a Band-Aid and put it on. She came down. She's like, oh, well, great. Thanks for listening to me. I was like, no, that's my line. I'm like, I'm sorry. I wanted to stop bleeding. She goes, you got a paper towel? I said, yes, that I had bled through. But all is well now, except for the fact that it's my right thumb, which is my iPhoning thumb. And apparently if you put a Band-Aid right over the front of it, touchy screen, no worky.
So true.
You touched your iPhone with your thumb?
Yeah, my great big monkey thumbs. It's these big, like, ham hocks slapping down on the thing. Absolutely, I do. I'm surprised that I spell anything correctly. But apparently,
why not
index
finger?
Because I can't, like, hold the phone in the normal way, you know, with, like, fingers curled behind it. I can't grip it like my precious, is what I'm saying.
Well, also, I think it's faster if you hold it with both your hands and use your thumbs to type than if you're just holding it with one hand and just using your index finger to type. One index
finger.
Unless
you have a huge Band-Aid on your thumb.
Yes, this is true.
Well, yeah, this is true.
Contingency plan, man. Look it up.
All right.
Look it up. I'll wait.
Hang on. Google, define this is stupid.
.org?
.com.
.fucktim.
/biz.
You could register new top level domains. I should totally register. No, yeah, it takes like $100,000. Never mind. .fucktim is not a $100,000 funny joke.
Really isn't.
Nah, it's not funny, Tim.
If I win the lottery, though,
why would you waste your money on that?
Here, even if I won the lottery.
No, I think if I won the lottery, I would hire like a four-piece choir to just follow you occasionally, singing "Fuck Tim" in different harmonies.
Tim, if you
that
did win the lottery, would you
for everybody?
Would you splurge on anything?
Would I splurge on anything?
Like splurge on your mom's face.
Well, yeah, we do that without winning the lottery.
Splurge! Oh,
my mom is right in the next room taking care of my kid. Do you want me to bring her on here?
Yeah, bring her on.
Tell her
we'll
that
talk
you guys
about
are
it.
Making mommy jokes.
Noah's mom's face is whose mom I picked. Knowing that your mom is in the other room, also that she is a lovely and caring woman, also that she could probably kick my ass,
and she likes cum on her face. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, Noah.
You know what? She took your side in the Superman rape thing. I'll have you know.
Okay.
And this is how you repay her? What a douche.
It's not my fault your mom likes cum on her face.
I'm a little sad with how my life has turned out that we have made your mom take a side in the great Superman rape debate.
I was amazed we were having that discussion.
Who brought it up? Was it her? It was her, wasn't it?
Somehow we were talking about like not wanting family to hear about Tancast, and then I think she was explaining to people why they shouldn't listen. I think it was my aunt she was explaining it to, and she used more delicate language about it. But then when we were talking about it, she said she agreed with Noah that it's like, you know, if you imagine this scenario, then you can just imagine whatever you want.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of like how the writers handle him. Noah, I'm on your side too now.
I'm not. It's stupid. Because the people in the story don't get to imagine the scenario. Someone else imagines it.
No, they get to
you
imagine a different scenario.
You can't just imagine your way out of the scenario.
I'm in my happy place. I'm in my happy place.
Even Deadpool, who's aware he's in a comic, can't imagine his way out of the scenario.
We're going to have to put Deadpool up against somebody at some point. The Merc with the Mouth.
Okay. But right now, at this point, I'm going to put up some Tan Laughs.
Alrighty.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
It's time to read some Tan Laughs. Tan Laughs. Send them in, we'll read your Tan Laughs. Laughs. Just send us in your jokes, we'll read them for you folks. You'll laugh off your ass as we read some Tan Laughs.
I farted.
That is good news.
I'm trying to look for one that we haven't done. I apparently have not done a good job of curating ones that you guys have done. No surprise there.
Oh. Well, while you're looking at that, I have one from Hillary.
Very good. Clinton?
Yep.
Rodham?
Yep. Sweet. She took time away from being Secretary of Defense. State.
State?
You know what? I just start to say Secretary of, and defense falls out of my mouth next, regardless of what I was intending to say.
Very good.
I corrected myself before you did.
Okay.
Anywho, so Hillary, not that Hillary, sent us this. Little Johnny is passing his parents' bedroom in the middle of the night in search of a glass of water. Hearing a lot of moaning and thumping, he peeks and catches the folks in the act. And I like that she capitalizes the act.
Maybe you were supposed to shout it.
No, just capitalized, not all caps, like
oh, okay.
The and act, the T and the A.
So it was like proper caps,
name.
Not all
exactly,
caps. Okay,
exactly.
Gotcha.
Before Dad can even react, Johnny exclaims, "Oh boy, horsey ride! Daddy, can I ride on your back?" Daddy, relieved that Johnny's not asking more uncomfortable questions and seeing the opportunity not to break his stride, agrees. Johnny hops on and Daddy starts going to town. Pretty soon, Mommy starts moaning and gasping. Johnny cries out, "Hang on tight, Daddy! This is the part where me and the milkman usually get bucked off."
Oh.
I think we told that one, didn't we? Or I've heard it.
No, we've never told that one.
I'm pretty sure we've never told that one. That one was...
I love that it's a quaint world where they still have a milkman.
I love that it's not only the quaint world where they still have a milkman, but it is any world where a dad goes, "Sure, son, hop on. You can ride on top while I plow your mom under."
Hillary also says, "Love the podcast and Kingdom Comedy is greatly missed." Just so you know. Just so you know, Hillary, Kingdom Comedy will be making a return in the next couple weeks.
Huzzah!
So don't believe the lies!
Noah will clearly not be involved. So don't even worry
Noah.
About it.
Tim's a big, dirty liar.
All right. Well, I don't know if we've done this one before. I think we haven't. I'm prepared to be proven wrong. This one comes to us from Todd. He actually forwarded it to us. Confucius Explains, it's called. A woman, who is a feminist, asks, if I sleep with three men, everyone calls me a slut. But when a man sleeps with 10 women, how come everyone calls him a real man? Confucius replies, it is like this. When one lock can be opened by three keys, it is a bad lock. But when one key can open 10 different locks, we call it a master key.
That's funny. Yes, we have told it, but the punchline was reversed. And Noah told it, because I remember he was like, when a key can open many locks, it's a master lock. But when a lock can be opened by many keys, that's just a shitty lock.
All right, well.
Because that's where the punch belongs, like, you're a shitty lock.
You know, I think you're right. Of course you're right. It's your fucking job.
Well, clearly I'm not rising up the corporate ladder, as it were, at that job, so.
I didn't say that you were necessarily
good at that job.
Well, I wasn't going to say good at. I think you're pretty good at that job. But lots of people toil in obscurity. Lots of people are geniuses that just go unrecognized in their jobs.
Yes, Tim, you're a genius that goes unrecognized.
And you know what I say to those people? Quit that job. You'll find another one.
Take off the disguise so you'll be recognized.
Yes. Stop wearing that stocking over your face.
Unless your job is being a burglar, in which case you should probably keep it on.
Probably. Definitely, though, not if you work in a bank.
All right, I got a joke from Reddit.
Reddit.
I imagine the Budweiser frog saying it because of the way you just intoned
Reddit.
It.
Reddit. An old lady at the bank asked me if I could help her check her balance, so I pushed her over.
That's a good one.
Good.
One second, I'm just going to check on my kid and mom.
All right.
Talk amongst yourselves.
So, Noah, sorry I haven't made any moves in Hero Academy. I just haven't had any brain power left to make a good move because you started kicking my ass.
We just started the game!
I know, but you killed my ninja and turned him into some sort of, like, fucking wraith that attacked me. I was unprepared for that.
You gotta take the ninja out first. The ninja fucking... I hate the ninja.
I love the ninja. He can disappear, reappear all over the screen. I was like, oh, I am gonna own Noah's ass with this ninja. And then all of a sudden, my ninja was like some sort of skeleton warrior fighting for your side. Like, what? I gotta read an online guide or something like that, because this is like playing chess when you just know what, like, shape the pieces are.
I read what the characters do.
Oh, okay. So, you're one up on me.
And I bought one of the packs. I bought the elf pack.
Well, clearly, because you used it to turn my awesome ninja into a goddamn skeleton warrior.
And I've been playing other people, because you don't play. And I've learned moves from them. And I learned that the ninja fucking blows. Like, you fighting a ninja. I hate the fucking ninja.
Gotcha.
So, whenever I can, I fucking take that ninja out.
He beams in, runs across, tosses shit at you, and then just beams right back out again. Yeah, so, I've been gone. Well, I'll talk about that when Tim's back on. Won't you be any time now?
What now?
Oh, Tim is back.
Oh, good, because I was just about to ask Noah about iPads.
What were you guys talking about until then?
We were talking about that game Hero Academy that we had started playing a little bit the last week. And I was apologizing to him because I haven't made a move in, I don't know, like 5 days. And
so what do you do on Hero Academy? What is this game?
It's kind of like chess. It's like, you know, turn-based, but you start off like a blank board, and you have a certain number of moves you can make per turn. And moves include picking guys up out of, you know, it's kind of like being dealt a bunch of cards. So, like, taking guys or equipment or whatever out of your hand and actually placing it on the board. But then, like, once you have guys on the board, you can move them around the board and you can attack with them. Some of the things that you get dealt aren't actual guys. They're, like, spells that you can use, just, like, drop directly on the people. Or, like, use them to revive your guys if they got knocked out. And the whole point is, you're either trying to wipe out all of your opponent's little guys, or both teams have these little, like, jewels that they're supposed to be defending and attacking. And if you can wipe out their jewels... nut joke. especially since there's two of them. Then you also win. So there's, like, you know, two different things you're trying to balance, which is, like, keeping your guys alive, but then also protecting your jewels while you're trying to, you know, rape your opponent.
rape him so good.
So good, right in the face. So Noah told me he hated me in my non-move-making self, so I told him that his hate made me hard in the pants area.
Excellent.
So we got that going for us.
Yep.
And now what is this about iPads? What's this now?
There's a new iPad out now.
There is.
Just announced this week while I was traveling. So apparently that thing has got a resolution that makes my fairly large desktop monitor cry in shame. It's 2048 pixels one way and 1536 the other way. That is a lot of resolution on such a tiny
screen. That's a lot of nuts!
That's a lot of pixels! That'll be $400, baby!
Wee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo.
Tim loves that movie.
He does.
I do not.
Tim's favorite movie ever.
Ever.
Hey, everybody.
But back to the stupid iPad.
If you're Christmas shopping for Tim, get him Kung Pao Enter the Fist. Tim will be your friend
or
forever.
Or get back to talking about iPads. That's the greatest gift of all.
That was basically it. They upgraded a couple of little things on the inside.
I'm excited that it's on the LTE network, because I'm hoping the next iPhone will be on the LTE network.
I think that is a given at this point.
I'm just saying.
What's the LTE network?
It's 4G. That's the one that everyone's coming on themselves about in the different ads. Like Verizon, where that kid goes into a barn and like pulls out a lightning bolt and apparently doesn't singe his hand off.
Oh. My wife hates those commercials for some reason.
Well,
she hates them.
They're annoying. Whenever it's like a... Oh, it's like, what the fuck is this? Are you selling lightning?
We were talking... I can't remember what we were talking... We were talking about how... how they name sports arenas different things. And, you know, like, there's the Oracle Arena. I was like, I don't know what an Oracle is or how I would buy one. I don't know why them naming their arena that was supposed to help me. Like, I never went on, like, well, that was a good concert. I'm going to go buy some Oracles. I would like 4 Oracles, please. No mustard.
But mustard's delicious.
It can be.
Or, like, I just went and saw a game at the Staples Center. Now I'm going to go pick up some...
Staples.
Envelopes. Like, what? Who cares?
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm done with that whole corporate naming thing also.
I mean, yeah, it's annoying on one level. Like, you know, things like Candlestick Park doesn't have that name anymore. Well, actually, I think it does, because whoever owned them, I think, went belly up, so now they're just Candlestick Park again. But on another hand, like, does it actually help you make any purchasing decisions? Like, has anyone ever bought something because their sports team plays in a venue that now has their logo emblazoned on it?
Yeah. It's like, it's the Petco Center.
Oh,
good. That reminds me.
I need to get a pound of Petcos.
Yeah. Whew, good thing we came to this Padre game.
I guess the only thing would be it gets its name out there, so maybe when someone is thinking of whatever product they make, you know, they'll default to that. Like, oh, they make that product. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's just trying to, you know, like, what do they call it? Building brand awareness or some shit like that. But honestly, I mean, it's kind of like a really annoying commercial will disincentivize me from buying that product. I'm like, no, fuck those guys. That annoys me. Well, it's sort of the same thing. It's like, Sports Arena, named after just some random fucking thing with all your logos, like, all over the fucking place. Then again, if it wasn't their logos all over the place, in hockey, they've already got logos of, you know, sponsors and whatever ringing the ice, and in some cases embedded under the ice. So you're just looking down on ice, and it's like, look, there's the blue line and the red line and the fucking Coors logo.
But at least that I could see. Like, you're at a game where they sell Coors. You're like, you know what? I could go for a Coors.
Oh, yeah, but for the Sharks, it's like, oh, okay, SanDisk. Well, you know, next time I want to get some solid-state storage, I'll remember SanDisk.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I think people are just, like, some dude in a boardroom's like, I want to sponsor that! Well, all right, yep. Why?
Sponsor it! Okay. Really, that's like, it feeds my ego!
I think that's what really comes
down to. Do you not know how CEOs talk? Do you not spend a lot of time around
apparently
it?
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I call this meeting to order!
Maniacal laugh.
First order of business is to bring profits up!
Then fire people and get me a golf membership. Then buy me 2 houses. Then sell them because I'm going to move.
Oh, okay.
I'm totally not referencing a specific CEO.
Totally.
Totally.
I think you are.
I am.
Noah, shh.
You're letting them peek behind the curtain.
I am.
Yeah, I'll let you peek behind my curtain, baby.
Whoa. No thanks.
Don't be disgusting.
Oh. Too late.
Didn't like that.
Yes.
I did.
So how was everyone else this week?
Fine.
Uneventful.
I'm trying to think.
Well, I'm glad you had time to write that song then, Noah.
Yes, I did.
That one, too.
My favorite tune, really.
How do you pick a favorite?
I don't know. It's like your children. You got to figure out which one is.
Oh, I know something awesome that happened this week.
Most like you. Yes? What's that?
I go to the San Francisco Punchline every so often, mm-hmm. and I was there this last Sunday. And on Sundays, the San Francisco Punchline does a thing where it's called like the SF Comedy Showcase, where they just have comedians. They just have like just a big smorgasbord of comedians. Like they each do about, you know, 7 minutes each, and like you just see a ton of different comedians. You don't like this one, you'll probably like the next one. And for some, I don't know why, but there was a big sorority from UC Berkeley in town, and like they took up, I'm gonna say easily a third of the club was just. And then it was a pretty packed house, but it mm-hmm. was this gaggle of gals. And before the show, like, comics are just, like, dreading it in the back, like, ugh. Because, like, typically, like, sororities are not the greatest.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't want to pick on sororities. Any group of any particular, like, any, like if an office trip is often a bad crowd to play in front of, because they're nervous to laugh in front of each other. They're clicky. They want to talk to each other. They want to dissect every joke because everybody knows everybody. And sororities and bachelorette parties are the worst because they're drunk and they're irritating and the night is supposed to be about them. It's like, well, then why are you going at a place where they literally put the mic and the spotlight on someone else? Anywho, so this one guy in the back, Brendan Lynch. We've actually talked about him on the show before. He was the one who heard an episode of Tancast and was worried it was going to be the last one.
Oh, because
our arguing and whatnot. He's like, is that going to be like? I was worried. I was thinking, like, am I hearing the end of this? And also, if you buy my CD, he is the one who introduces me at the beginning and end. Like, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Babb, that's Brendan Lynch. Back at the Rose and Crown, which is where I started comedy, is I believe where he started comedy. I believe he said I was the first one to introduce him. Like, so I was hosting that night.
Oh.
The first time he did comedy. Anyway.
Very nice.
He's a Santa Cruz-based comedian, I believe, and he does, I think he still lives in Santa Cruz. Anyway, and he does shows all over and in the Bay Area. In the Bay Area and all over, that's better. anyway, so he was in the back like, you know what, I'd almost rather not go up tonight. As opposed to go, I was like, well, why? He's like, I feel like these gals are not going to get what I want to try and do. And I was like, no, you can make, I've seen you make, you know, rooms full of women laugh. Like, I've seen you play to many, many different crowds, and I think your humor plays across, and like, it's a very specific point of view, but I believe it plays to a lot of, he's like, yeah, I could make them, sorry, I've been listening to old Tancast, and I hate when I don't finish sentences. I believe it could do it. Great. That was a fucking shitty way to end that sentence, too. Fuck Tim Babb.
Hey, Tim.
Took a Tim deep breath.
I now no longer wonder why this podcast doesn't gain any traction. People are like, fuck Tim Babb. He doesn't finish sentences, and when he do, they suck. Anyway.
Yeah, well, you know what? At least Tim has the common decency to take Andy, who's just meandering on and on, and speed him up at the end of the podcast.
I was like, Jesus Christ, this was taking a long time. That's last week's episode. But anyway, yeah. Back to what I'm talking about. So anyway, he's like, yeah, but I wanted to try, you know, I wanted to do some new stuff, and I just wanted to explore, and like, I just wanted to do my own thing. I didn't want to have to worry about impressing, you know, trying to win them, you know, spending time winning them over. I just, like, wanted to do what I wanted to do tonight. That was kind of what I was out here to do. And he ends up getting called up to go, and he's later in the night. He's not one of the first half comedians. And he gets up, and he does a couple jokes. Oh, wow, I remember the very first thing he did. He's like, hey, everybody, I just want to – and somebody, not one of the sorority girls, just starts laughing. And, like, he hadn't said a joke yet, and he's like – so good. And you have to know, he's a pretty low-key guy. He doesn't really swear that much on stage, I don't think. I mean, I wouldn't call him a clean comedian, but he's certainly not like a guy who's like filthy or whatever. Mm-hmm. So literally he comes on stage like, hey guys, I just want to, and then like somebody laughs really loud for no reason off on the side. And he goes, what the fuck are you laughing at? He's a huge kind of imposing guy. Like he's easily over 6 feet. he may be approaching 7 feet. Like, he's a very tall individual. And and everybody laughed because it was just so, like, even if you didn't know how out of character it was for him, it was just so jarring from his laid-back tone he just started with, and then, like, what the fuck are you laughing at? Anyway, so then he gets a couple jokes out of the way, and then he goes, so I hear there's some sorority from UC Berkeley here, and they start cheering. He's like, that's great. My my cousin is going to go to UC Berkeley in the fall, and I just want to know, which sorority do the hot chicks join? And there's a moment where they figure it out. And then there's a moment where they sort of moan, but everybody else is losing their mind. It's like, comedian, like, the okay, so there's, like, the front row of people, which is just people, and then there's, like, not the front row, but, like, the first couple rows, and then behind that is all the sorority, and behind that is comedians. Like, there's just a ton of comedians lying in the back of the room, and we just flip out laughing. Like, like, people aren't in their seats, they're jumping, they're running around, they're hitting their heads against things. It was just like, oh, no, he didn't. No, he did not. Yes, he did. We're just beautiful. Oh, it was so funny. Oh, it was so goddamn funny. I was like, he went on to have a pretty good set, and, like, they still laughed at jokes he said, and, like, he interacted with them throughout his set. By the time he was done, I think everybody had, nobody could disagree that it was a, just, you know, everybody had a good time. That was a great performance. Mm-hmm. And he comes off stage. I was like, A, I'm glad you decided to go up tonight. B, I'm glad you decided to do what you did. But C, and most of all, I'm glad I was here to witness that firsthand, because that was goddamn awesome.
Excellent.
He just, and, like, he didn't back off. Like, some of the comedian was like, see, I would say that, and then I would immediately say, just kidding, but you just, like, let it hang there. I was like, yeah, he just threw his dick out, like, there it is. And then when people are looking uncomfortable, he's like, no, that's my dick, look at it.
You see it?
It's no, beautiful. No, look at it, both eyes on my one eye. Give it a gander.
I'm just going to sway it back and forth.
So many props to Brendan Lynch for a virtuoso performance at the Sunday Night Punchline show. And that's why, if you're in the Bay Area, you should go to the San Francisco Punchline on Sundays. It's good. It's a good time. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. Oh, all right. You going there this Sunday, buddy?
Probably not.
Fuck you.
I gotta try and squeeze in seeing the movie John Carter sometime this weekend, and that looks like the only time I can do it.
How can we have to squeeze that in?
Oh wait, now I could go Saturday morning.
Yes, you can.
Because I'm not doing this bullshit.
Nope.
There's a reason. Fucking don't worry about it.
Tim, what are you up to?
I said don't worry about it.
I'm worried.
You sound an awful lot like someone who's worrying about it.
I'm very worried.
Tim, are you going to propose to John Carter?
I'm not going to propose to John Carter.
Okay.
I have to say, that is a stupid name for the movie.
Yeah.
I realize it's the character's name. It's a famous, you know, literary character that's been around forever. But, like, call it something else. Like, I looked it up, and, like, the novels were called different, or not the novels, the what, but whatever, you know, the comic books. Were they comic books?
I don't know.
Were they short stories?
I think there were stories.
Tell us, Wikipedia.
I mean, maybe they were also comic books, but I can't remember. But, like, it would be like calling Star Wars Luke and Ben. Like, who wants to see that? It sounds dull.
Well, the problem is, I was reading that, or I heard that, because Marzine's moms didn't do well, they took off the Mars part.
Because some CEO's like, Mars is tainted.
Mars is box office prison.
Who are these CEOs you work with, Tim?
I can't remember my own impression of a CEO I did last time, so I came up with something different.
I don't know.
You sound like the Skirksies from Skirksies. Dark Crystal or something.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going.
Oh, Disney CEOs. Just bring me into the boardroom for a minute. I'll straighten you out. That's it. That cracked me up.
All right.
Anybody else have anything interesting to talk about?
I think Andy took a little trippy trip.
I did. I went to Portland for business. That Portland ended up.
Pleasure.
No pleasure.
You ate food, didn't you?
Oh, I did. Actually, there was a bunch of good food around there.
And Andy fucking loves food.
Andy does love him some food.
So, pleasure.
Yep. One of the nights we went to some place, it was in one of the suburbs. It's called Tommy O's. It's like a Hawaiian / Asian kind of like fusion place. It was delicious.
Was it now?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
They had lettuce wraps. They had chicken satay. I actually had a burger, but it was a very delicious burger.
Why do you say I actually had a burger? Like,
well,
that's...
Like, as opposed to something, you know, like fish or something that would be more in line with the decor of the place that I was and the theme of the place.
I'll always get a burger. Because a lot of restaurants will be like, and I know someone probably brought somebody here who doesn't really want our type of food, so we'll put a burger on the menu. And I'm like, I'm that guy. Burger, please. Like, it's a Mexican restaurant.
El burger, por favor. We had a burger at, whatchamacallit, I thought it was pretty good, at the Yard House. That's all.
Oh, I actually didn't have the burger
you
that time.
You did have a burger, did you?
I
lied. I'm a liar.
I was going to, but then I saw the Parmesan-crusted chicken with apparently a Christmas tree branch on the top of it.
Mmm.
I'll post a picture. It was so odd.
It's just a big sprig of rosemary, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what my wife said. I'm like, no, it was Christmas tree branch. Still had a Rudolph ornament hanging on it.
It did not have a Rudolph ornament hanging off of it.
Oh, I'm Noah. I gotta ruin Tim's joke with reality.
Tim, let's be honest. The joke was already ruined.
Oh, I'm Andy. I, too, like reality.
The reality that you ruined your own joke?
Yep.
All right. Well, fair enough.
I was willing to let that stand.
Yeah.
So Portland in general, how was it?
It was kind of cold. It was kind of really cold. It actually snowed one of the mornings. But, very pretty place. I spent a lot of time indoors. I spent a lot of time in meetings and then in, you know, like client dinners and team dinners and whatever after that. So I didn't get, like, any time to really go around and take in the whole Portland experience. Which apparently means strip clubs, if Noah is to be believed. Noah, nothing to add there?
Right.
Noah had checked out, there. In case anybody was wondering.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's a lot of strip clubs per capita.
Yeah, which is why so. Some people call it Pornland, but or Pornlandia or something like that. Whatever. Anyways, I kind of felt a little bad that I didn't get to see it. I also felt bad because I got to within like 3.5-4 hours of my mom's new place. It just wasn't able to make it work to get to see
make
her.
Make it work? Wait, 3.5-4 hours?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, well, that's not as close as 3.5-4 miles.
No.
That's like, well, as long as you're in San Francisco, why don't you come see us in Los Angeles?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I mean, she's at the north end of Washington, and I was right at the border between Washington and Oregon. And states out west are a lot bigger than states out east.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I was telling somebody about the longest single-day drive that I ever made was in California. They're like, wait. Okay, so, like, how long were you on the road? I was like 12 hours or something like that. Like, and that was all in California. Like, yeah.
What?
Somebody from the East Coast, they're not used to being able to drive 12 hours in a direction and not change states.
I don't know how you could drive 12 hours in California and not change states, unless you hit rush hour somewhere.
No, north end of the state to the south end of the state. You can do it.
Trust
me. I call bullshit, sir. So what, you were at the tip of San Diego and you drove up to Redding?
It was Mount Shasta to San Diego.
That took you 12 hours?
Skeptical.
Yeah, it took us something like 12 hours.
Were you futzing around? Making stops?
Well, stopped for dinner. But it was 12 hours in the car.
Ah, 4-hour dinner. That'll do it every time.
Oh, yeah.
Andy's like, we're not done.
Andy's not done. Andy eats more. Andy's a CEO.
Keep eating overtime.
All
I know
right.
Keep doesn't start with a C.
Continue. How about that?
Constantly eating out. There you go.
That yeah, I'm constantly describes... eating out. Yo mama.
That also, yeah, it's the joke I was trying to say. Asshole.
Yo mother! That's what Eddie was going
to
say.
Yeah, so let's see here. San Diego to Shasta National Forest. 700 miles, 11.5 hours driving. Boom.
Driving with a pussy.
Look at that. Suck my mighty direction cock.
I'd rather not.
All right. It's directional.
But it's all the same to you.
It's a line segment. I was going to say it's a vector because it has direction and magnitude, but... Well, no. Yeah, that would make it a vector. All right. Direction and magnitude. Unfortunately for me, it's a unit vector. Math majors are giggling right now.
Tee-hee-hee.
You're not a math major. Who are you fronting?
I'm fronting you.
Ain't no future in your fronting.
Unsuccessfully, from the sound of it.
Oh, news that has absolutely nothing to do with us, but apparently listeners Tyler and Dominic have hashed out who is currently going to get to hold the number one nerdiest fan.
I meant to point this out because it happened before we recorded the last Tancast, but I hadn't checked our replies on Twitter.
Yep, we suck. Big dick.
Little dick.
Yeah, actually, I keep meaning to... I've just been busy with the going out of town and whatnot, but I wanted to actually go see if the footage from the game was up. Team Fortress 2. You know, if we were a higher quality podcast, we would have, like, you know, held a tournament and, like, had people enter and, you know...
Oh, that reminds me. Saving Grace contest. This is your last week to enter. I'm cutting it off after this week. So if you want to record the script, send us an email. Send me an email, tim@tancast.com. Saving Grace in the subject line.
Good, good.
Make sure you're able to record and send me something. And I don't mean like on a reel-to-reel. I don't want to receive something in the mail.
Wax cylinders.
Tim wants to receive something in the mail.
Yeah. More panties from Noah's mother.
Damn right.
She gets them nice and dirty for me.
Tim wants to receive something in the mail, but mail is spelled M-A-L-E.
Uncalled for.
I know.
I didn't get a chance to vet this, but I think I saw on Twitter that listener Alyssa got engaged.
Hmm. I also have not vetted this.
I don't know if she was just joking or if she is now engaged.
Well, congratulations, possibly.
Yeah, maybe.
There you go. So, if she's even still listening, congratulations. If she's not listening, congratulations. What does it matter? Why change it up if she can't hear us?
Exactly.
You're doing it.
Also, condolences to Chelsea, who's a dog guide recently. Aww. But she sent us an email saying that we helped her laugh in the while that was going on.
Well, that's
dog
good.
Died of cancer, actually. Which reminds me, fuck cancer.
Yeah, fuck cancer in the ear.
Down with cancer. We are against cancer.
We are.
Yep.
We
Tancast has come out against cancer.
We take strong anti-cancer. Positions like that.
You know what? They're principled, and they may be unpopular, but we stand by them.
Yep, we don't care who disagrees with us.
We don't care who's pro-cancer. Mitt Romney.
Oh, come on, be honest. Newt Gingrich.
Both. They have a cancer agenda.
Yeah.
You guys are silly.
Do we want to throw to our high five?
Yeah, I think that's a good...
Is it time already?
I would not mind if we wrap this up early.
Yeah. I don't think my family, who haven't seen me in 3.5 days, would mind if we wrap this up early either.
Yes, I don't think my wife, who was going to come home hungry soon, and there's nary a piece of dinner made, would mind it either.
Well, just unzip your fly and tell your mom to look away.
Okay. High five.
Avert your eyes. Avert your eyes.
Do not gaze upon my shame.
Before that, I have a interesting Tumblr that's not safe for work.
Okay.
Kitties and titties.
That'll certainly help you if your dog has died of cancer recently. Look at that. It's kitties and titties, exactly as organized. Advertised. I was actually expecting her to be, like, you know, titties with, like, kitties upon them or something, but no. It's just, here's a kitty, there's a titty. Here's a kitty, there's a titty.
Hi. Hello, lady. How are you?
All right.
That is a lot of titties and a lot of kitties.
We've lost them, folks. We've lost Andy and Noah down a rabbit hole of cats and tits.
A lot of tattoo ladies, which I appreciate.
They're gone. They're gone, folks. It's just you and me.
Kittens and chichis and nipples and giant.
You and I can have this conversation while they're doing whatever they're doing. Noah's masturbating to the titties. Andy's masturbating to the cats. But it's just us now.
Naked me, girls listeners. Hugging each other and heinies.
These are a few of our favorite things.
They're not even aware they have recording devices on their mouths anymore. They're just watching and playing with their diddling their naughty bits. You and I are left here holding the bag. How are you, listeners?
Oh, completely random.
They're back.
At one of the many dinners that I attended this week, one of the guys there was telling a story of sneaking into St. Peter's Basilica and, like, it was one of the guard guys where he was, like, basically just, like, you know, going guy to guy, begging, like, you know, hey, I'm only here for, like, one more day and I was really hoping to get inside. I understand it's closed, but is there any way, you know, I could just, like, go in, like, really quickly? And he, like, these guard guys keep going, okay, well, you need to go talk to that guy. Tell him that I sent you. Like, he keeps getting passed along everybody. He gets to the last guy, and the guy tells him, okay, well, you have a camera, right? He goes, yeah. He goes, okay, you go in that side door right there, and if anybody asks, you're press. He's like, holy shit, that's awesome. He goes in. Pope John Paul goes walking by like 5 feet away with his little retinue. I was like, dude, that totally beats my, like, sneaking in when we were at Dreamforce last year and, like, you know, rushing down this little hallway to go see Metallica. He goes, no, that's still pretty awesome. I'm like, no, no, no. Yours is way more awesome. You had, like, guards doing it. We just went, like, hey, open door, run down hallway. Hooray, Metallica!
And somebody else goes, I also have a story that beats that. The other day, I went down and checked the mail.
Good.
That is more entertaining than sneaking in the back door of a concert.
Yeah, well, thank you for derailing me.
A free concert. That. You're derailing me. We haven't done the high five yet. I don't know if you noticed that. You're derailing the whole thing. I'm derailing your derail.
No, I'm derailing Noah's derail, and you're derailing my derail. So now I'm derailing your derailing of my derail. So blow me.
We need to go deeper.
High five!
Derailception.
Yeah, you know what? The whole punchline I was aiming up for is just totally not worth it anymore, so high five.
There was a punchline coming?
Yes,
Jesus
there
Christ.
Was.
I didn't even know you were
fucker.
Leading up to anything.
Three well, seconds
can't
after
we
that.
Can we all just get along?
Apparently not, because Tim is a cruel and heartless bastard of a
you
little man.
You take too long to tell a story! It's not like this is a secret!
This is the end of Tancast. This is how it ends.
Brendan, this is the last episode.
Not with a bang, but with two bitches.
What's your stupid punchline?
I told you, it's not worth it.
It wasn't. I know it already wasn't worth it. You might
all
as well
right,
just finish
fine.
It.
Another guy at the table said, hey, you know, what if you could combine those? And I just went, Hail Mary, full of grace. That was it. That was fucking it. See?
That was good.
I got a half a chub.
I got a full chub.
There you go.
No, I can always count on you to get a full chub. All
yes,
right, Noah,
you
high
can.
Five. And then high five.
Five. Okay, this one was sent in by, I have to look it up, I think I told you two, but now I don't remember.
You told me it was Joe, but then you also told me, I didn't know which of your two messages.
Oh, it was the second one.
Okay, because I only got him when I turned my phone on after the cross-country flight, and sometimes things
Joe.
Arrive out of order.
It wasn't Joe, it was Jason.
It was Jason?
Yes.
Yeah, Jason sent back in February of
2010.
2010?
2010. Well, I guess there is an O in front of it, but how about 2010?
2010.
All right, we're just sticking with that.
And it's top five drinks of any type. So I will start it off.
Do it.
My number one, very simple, Pepsi with ice. It's fucking delicious.
That is good.
Like, I don't know what it is about adding the ice. It just makes it fucking amazing to me. Yeah, just nice large cup of ice, some Pepsi in it, just bubbles. Delicious.
All right, shall I go next?
Sure. Yes.
Mine is similarly simple and has to be cold. If it's really cold and you have to be really thirsty, but water. I love a really cold glass of water after I've eaten something salty.
Huh.
Mm. Like it's magical. It's like, yes, you are defeated, salt. just right out of the fridge and into your face. I should point out, I currently only have four on my top five list, so I don't know what I'm going to do by the end of this list.
Well, you
number
just took one of my top five.
Is going to be one hell of a punt.
I actually had water on my list, so now I'm going to have to do something similar.
Oh, shit, I had Pepsi on my list. Crap. Down to three.
Well, hopefully you don't have real sugar throwback Dr. Pepper, because that's on my list.
I do not. Is that your next one?
Yep, that is my first one, and that is the one I'm actually drinking right now to keep my energy up for this.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure listeners are thinking, totally worth hearing Andy smack just to get this little tiny bit of extra retarded energy out of him. But yeah, it's
maybe
delicious.
Maybe they are, maybe they're not.
My next one is also soda-related. I fucking love ginger ale. Canadian dry ginger ale. Love that shit. So refreshing to me.
I used to love that as a kid. I was a ginger ale maniac, which just, like, there weren't a lot of kids rocking ginger ale, but I was like, yes! Then I tried it in college, I was like, what? No!
My dad loved him some Verner's, which is, if you love ginger ale and also breathing very freely through your nose, because it will burn through whatever is clogging you up.
I do not like Verner's.
Yeah, it's quite a fucking thing. All right, Tim.
Oh, is it my turn again?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with the citrus squeeze at Jamba Juice.
I like it.
I like it too. That's why it's on the list.
Oh yeah.
Although that the last time I went to Jamba Juice, I had that, and then the next day I had the diarrhea from last week.
Ooh. You know, it didn't even occur to me when you were talking about Jamba Juice and the diarrhea. Many years ago, one of the guys that we worked with, you know, our mutual friends that I used to work with, I don't know if I should name him and shame him on here, but there was another guy that we worked with who was such a dick and being such a douchebag, like that specific day. We all went to Jamba Juice, got everybody's order, and they put, I think, 3 fibroblasts in his. Made sure it was marked, took it back, and he did spend the rest of the afternoon in the shitter.
You guys are cruel.
I didn't do it. I just witnessed it and giggled. Oh, well, yeah, I guess I was guilty by inaction. Sins of omission.
I just felt bad for the sad little air freshener in my bathroom. It's like, I wasn't designed for all this. Anyway, Andy, next drink.
Next drink is going to have to be cranberry juice.
Bowl.
Or any mixture thereof.
Bowl.
Which is odd considering I'm slightly allergic to cranberries.
Yes.
I just love it. It's delicious. It's so tart.
Yeah.
Now, one specific one that will like really make you go, whoa. I will take cranberry juice or cran apple and mix it with equal parts orange juice.
Yes, cranberry juice and orange juice is delicious.
Yes, it is.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
That undercuts the bowl of the cranberry juice.
They used to sell it pre-mixed. Ocean Spray had a mix.
Really?
Yes, years and years ago.
Oh. I had to discover that one on my own. Bring it back,
Ocean Spray. Sorry, you guys talked over each other.
Oh. Tim said bring it back, Ocean Spray. I said I had to discover that one on my own.
Ah.
And now we're all going to discover Noah's next drink.
My next drink is a dark and stormy. It is...
Is that what you call your penis?
Rum, lime, ginger. What are you doing, Tim?
I'm laughing at Andy's joke.
Thank you. Oh, what do you say?
That's a dark and scary. Is that what you call your penis?
Oh, you. There's one that they make at a place where Roberta works called 25 Lusk that I love. It's delicious.
Do you love it?
I do.
All right. Oh, me?
Yep.
Or were you going to espouse the wonders of it some more?
No, it's just delicious.
Okay. Well, after these birds fucking tie down over here, I'm going to tell you that I love me a good chocolate milkshake.
Yes,
specifically,
you do.
From Sonic.
We know you do.
But Burger King has stepped up their milkshake game. I may have to give them a full-on sampling. My wife got a chocolate milkshake from there a couple weeks ago, and I was like, and she, I had a sip. I was like, wait a minute, that is not what I recall.
For some reason, I always feel thirsty after milkshake.
Oh, yeah, you gotta have the milkshake with something else to drink.
Yeah.
But it's still delicious.
Yeah. And get a real milkshake, not one of those ones where it's like the quote-unquote milk shake.
I don't know what that means.
Couple of places, I don't even know if any of them do it anymore, but it wasn't Jack in the Box, it was Carl's Jr. It was like this non-dairy, like soy and... like whipped oil or something like that concoction. Yeah.
Don't get that. I mean,
you know, it tasted like a milkshake mostly, sort of, but like it like kind of coated weird and it not right. Yeah, and when I found out, I was like, their milkshakes don't really taste right. And somebody goes, that's because there's no milk in it.
Oh, I'll do it.
Well, it's kind of like discovering the oil content of Sunny Delight. Well,
Yes. I remember when I found that out. I was like, oh,
yeah.
And then I could taste it. I'm like, nah, I'm not drinking this anymore.
Yeah. I did this. My wife, a solid and completely ruined her on Sunny Delight.
Way to go.
She thanks me every time she thinks about it.
Well, that was my number one asshole. So thanks a lot.
By socking me.
Now you've ruined it.
All right. My turn.
Yes.
Jack Daniels, specifically the Black Label.
Is that your boyfriend?
Yes. Boom. Yeah, I love me a Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey in Coke, good Lynchburg lemonade, straight up on the rocks. It is a tasty way to get your drink on.
Get your drink on. Get your stink on.
All right, back. You got any more to say about Jack Daniel's and then when it comes down your throat?
Yes, it's a little sweet. It's kind of got a hint of maybe like a maple-y, brown sugary. Yeah, I mean, it just slides down smooth. So
Does it go down easy?
It makes chicken strips at TGI Fridays taste better.
Oh, yes.
That much is certain.
This is true.
Oh, yes. Jack Daniel's sauce is good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought we were talking about Jack Daniel's sauce going down easy.
Oh, we were. Sauce.
Sauce.
my next one is the cream slush from Sonic. Usually grape or cherry, but it's fucking magnificent. It's like slushy, but creamy at the same time. That's why they call it cream slush.
That makes sense.
I don't know what to say, but I just find it delicious, and I like the texture.
All right.
So there you go.
Boobly bibbly bobbly. So this was my last minute addition. Apple juice. I love me some apple juice. Of the juices, that is my favorite juice. Also a little dangerous if you are not going to be near a toilet.
What
tends to power through
sparkling
you.
Cider? You prefer regular apple juice or sparkling cider?
God damn it, Noah.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, well then no, we won't talk about that yet.
Well, that was going to be my next one on the list.
Well, let me talk about it now.
Martinelli's sparkling apple cider.
I'm surprised I left that off my list. That is a good one on there.
I love that. They need to make those bottles bigger.
They just need to make it in regular, like, I'm not trying to be fancy, pretend I'm having wine. I just want to drink this, all right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Like, that is a lot of glass to be throwing away.
Just put it in a jug or something.
Yes.
Or like Pepsi and Coke do. Put it in that.
Yep.
Yeah. You hear me, Martinelli's? No, you don't, because you're not listening. Or if you do, your CEO's like, I don't care what they say on Tancast.
Yeah. I remember when I hit drinking age, and everyone's like, well, you know, now you're at the adult table, you can have wine with the rest of us. I think I'd still prefer some Martinelli's.
Yep, you'll always notice my champagne flute looks a little bit different at every wedding I attend.
Yep.
Did Tim grab that from the kids' table? Yeah, yes, he did. And what business is it of yours? Are you taking a survey? You writing a book about this wedding? What are you, People Magazine? Is this the royal wedding? Shut your face. Make a toast to the happy couple, or I'll put your teeth down your throat.
That's not friendly at all, Tim.
Call that.
Yeah? Good times.
All right, so my number one is something I had at a tiki bar in the city called Smuggler's Cove. It is called the Batida, and it's kind of like a creamy alcoholic drink. It has kachaka, rum.
You're just making up words now. It has kachaka and bududada and...
No.
Kachaka. Kachaka.
If you say it three times, it appears. Another callback.
And it has condensed milk, some type of fruit juice. The one I get has passion fruit and coconut. And it's sweet and fucking amazing. And I can drink many of them, and it's never enough. Like, they give you a little tiny glass, and I finish it, and I'm like... That was fucking delicious. I want another one.
I'm Batman. Give me another one.
It's not the drink I deserve, but it's the one I need right now.
It's not the drink I deserve, but it fucks you up. Sorry. Just thinking Sam Jackson beer. It'll get you drunk,
bitch. Oh, it's my turn. I forgot.
Yes, it is.
So my number one, which should come as no surprise to the two of you, mug root beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. What did you say, Tim? I said yes. Drink it. Love it. Smear it on my genitals.
Don't smear it on your genitals.
Right, because why waste it?
Yeah. I don't think that you can improve the mug root beer by smearing it on your genitals. Then again, from my point of view, you could hardly do worse than to do anything else to it. I'm not a fan of root beer.
Well, I'll have your share then. And Noah share, and most of our listeners share. I'll drink it all.
I'm fine with
it. I don't care how many teeth I have to lose in the process.
I'm perfectly okay with root beer.
Well, too bad. I already drank your share.
You're an asshole.
You have to go drink somebody else's share now.
Tim says, fuck teeth.
About like another root beer, please.
Give me root beer.
That was me saying it with no teeth.
Yep.
That's it. Number one. Root beer. Right. Love it.
Well, my number one is... not one I've ever actually had. I just love the concept of it, and that is fresh titty juice.
I like it. That's a good ending.
Tim enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Technically, you probably have had it.
Well, yeah, actually, I guess I have. I just don't recall.
You just didn't know what it was called back then.
Yep.
Or what words were in general.
I called it.
Oh,
nom,
that was a sweet
nom,
time.
Nom, nom, nom.
When Andy didn't know what words were.
I bet you I still made a lot of noise.
No bet. No bet.
All right.
So anybody any honorable mentions?
Yep.
Oh, sorry, what?
That's exactly my question.
Ah. Noah?
I feel like I had one. Nah.
I came up with daiquiris in Vegas.
Oh, yeah?
Those big things that are either the shape of the, you know, like a big, either like a big vuvuzela, but, or sometimes they're in the shape of the Eiffel Tower, whatever. I like them. If I'm going to get drunk, that's my way to do it.
3 feet of daiquiri.
Exactly. In fact, I still have two of the cups in my trunk in case I ever end up in Vegas. I'm like, oh, fill that up at a reduced price, please.
Tim's planning ahead to drinking, I guess.
That's Tim.
For the one bit of drinking he ever does.
Yeah. You know, all of my honorable mentions have alcohol. Well, at least potentially have alcohol in them. Hard cider of any kind, of the kinds that I've tried so far. Peach, but I've had raspberry, I've had pear, I've had apple, love them all. You guys know those are my bitch beers. Back when we'd go do our thing and I didn't drink actual beer yet, everyone else would be like, yeah, I'd like Guinness Stout, some shit that you had to chew through. We're like, yes, I would like a hard cider, please. Also a purse for my vagina. Tequila Sunrise, depending on how frisky I'm feeling. Potentially quite heavy on the tequila, definitely with plenty of grenadine. I like a good red bottom to it, just like I like my women. Mai Tais in Hawaii, delicious. Fresh pineapple, excellent. Pina coladas. And pina coladas,
caught in the rain?
Yeah, if you're caught in the rain or not. Pina coladas with or without the rum, to be honest. I will drink a virgin pina colada just for the pineapple and coconut.
Coconut is one of my mortal enemies.
Coconut!
But Tim, you put the lime in the coconut and you drink them both together.
I put the lime in the coconut and I throw them both out and get a root beer.
All right.
All right, so if we've missed any of your favorite beverages or we got them in the wrong order, feel free to put those in the comments. I liked reading about people's childhood fears from last week. I always like when our listeners, you know, when we do a high five or something or a tan fight and then they comment about like, well, here's what I would have done or here's what I think. I like that.
I love that.
These guys are interesting.
Oh.
That's why we keep you around.
And as I was listening to the last episode, I came up with one that I'd forgotten to mention last week.
Oh, good. I hope you mentioned it now.
And I have, I may have actually mentioned it on Tancast before, but when I was little, my parents used to watch Cheers and my dad said something about Carla being the waitress who was never married, but somehow always pregnant. And he said it kind of disparagingly, but I thought, why is the show not focused on her? She has a superpower. She's not married, and as far as I knew, just being married, eventually you started producing kids, but you had to be married to produce the kids. And it was just must be like proximity or something, where God started putting babies in the woman. So I thought Carla was magical, not just a great big slut.
I remember one time I didn't know a good riddance meant. I thought it was just a way to make people laugh because I would hear people say on sitcoms and people would laugh. And one time I said it in class when someone left early. I was like, good riddance. And the teacher was not too happy.
I thought the word expect meant – I was opening presents one Christmas morning and my mom goes, so did you expect all these presents? And it was basically a – you know. Checking to see if I was grateful because I was being, you know, as a only child, you tend to be a little on the spoiled side. I assumed that question meant, do you appreciate all these presents? So I said, yes. And it's on video. Like me just like, oh no, what I said was most of them. And then like, she has this like, I'm not happy with your answer face. And I'm like, okay, all of them. And that didn't help. And then, like, you see my dad just shrug, like, what are you going to do?
That's a boy.
So that's our show for this week. Anybody want to add anything else, or are we ready to put this to bed and bury it?
Let's put it to bed.
Yep.
All right. Thanks to all the people who came out in your past, my future, Saturday night at the show in Santa Clara at Mission City Coffee. I'm sure it was great. Thanks to all the people who will come out in the future to see me in Novato at La Gulihara's restaurant. What?
Oh, fuck, I love that place,
dude. I can't look that up. Well, then go to marincomedyshow.com and look up the information.
And I'll see you there on March 15th. And that's it. You're doing it.
You rode the queef. And remember, never trust the Asian who is a crampy fart.
All right.
There you go, buddy. And make a move, Andy. Make a move.
Okay. Let me get some sleep. Let me give me time to warm my ninja.
You guys sound like crap all of a sudden.
Yeah. Let's end this. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for tolerating, listening to this episode of the TanCast podcast. You can go to our official website, TanCast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official TanCast Facebook page, the official TanCast Twitter page, and the official TanCast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@TanCast.com or yourmom@TanCast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at TanCast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official TanCast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, enjoy some fresh titty juice.
TanCast.
This week, you'll hear all about Hero Academy, the new iPad. This week, you'll hear all about Hero Academy, the new iPad, the legend of I don't want to do this with the turn signal going. Ah! Alright, try again. This week, you'll hear all about Hero Academy, the new iPad, the comedian fucking green light, goddammit, fuck! I see the battery draining! It's draining as I'm trying to record this intro! Alright, here we go. Looks like I could have just saved time and turned this on in the parking lot, because that's probably where I'm going to record this intro. All right, here it fucking goes. This week you'll hear all about the video. This week you'll hear all about the game Hero Academy, the new iPad. This week you'll hear all about the game Hero Academy, the new iPad, a legendary performance by comedian. Fuck, motherfuck, fuck, ass. This week you'll hear all. This week, you'll hear all about the game Hero Academy, the new iPad, a legendary performance by comedian Brendan Lynch, Andy's trip to Portland, and a high-five list of our favorite beverages. Fuck it! I'm done! Fuck all these motherfuckers who's fucking fucked with fucking fucks!